You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You've probably written a love letter or two, and maybe even a breakup letter. But have you ever written one of those letters to a book?
Dear the Time Traveler's Wife, I knew that I loved you, but I didn't remember the reasons. In public, when you came up in conversation, I spoke affectionately of you. But at home, I ignored you. It had been too long since I'd read you, and we'd become more like acquaintances than reader and book. But then something you'd said once popped into my head for some reason. It's the reality that I want. So I picked you up, walked you over to the couch, and really looked at you again. I stared straight into your insides, and I fell in love all over.
That's writer and librarian Annie Spence reading one of the letters from her delightful, fun, and thought-provoking book, Dear Fahrenheit 451, Love and Heartbreak in the Stacks. It's a librarian's love letters and breakup notes to the books in her life. Annie Spence has worked in libraries around the Midwest, and she now lives in Detroit. And it's a pleasure to say, Annie Spence, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much for having me.
I just loved this idea of writing letters to books. So how long have you been dialoguing with the books in your life?
Oh, probably about 8 years, writing it down on paper, longer just in my head. But I think about 8 years ago, I was working at a library and we had a free table and the books on it just looked so sad. So sort of just to entertain myself, I wrote some breakup letters to them. I think the first one I wrote was to Pictorial Anatomy of the Cat.
I know. I love that.
That's fitting for a librarian.
Now, you're through this book, your love letters and breakup notes to books, we're learning about your life. And we also learn what it's like to be a librarian, which you beautifully, beautifully give us a sense of that as you write a love letter to Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just kind of paraphrase that paragraph of what it's like when you're meeting the cheery townspeople in the library?
Oh, sure. Well, I was kind of comparing that opening scene in Beauty and the Beast when she's walking through and meeting the townspeople to a Friday morning at the public library when the doors open and they just come flooding in with all sorts of strange questions and requests. And I love it. But when you haven't had your coffee, it can come at you pretty quick.
Well, let's get a sample of one of the absolutely wonderful letters you've written. This one, I'd love if you would read us the one you wrote to Tolstoy's Anna Karenina. Would you do that for us?
Sure. Dear Anna Karenina, I feel like I don't even know you. Maybe that's why I find it so difficult to say, I've been seeing someone else. Geez, I'm sorry. I know I've led you on. I asked my friends about you. I checked you out more than once. You came home with me. You stayed for a month. But while you were on my coffee table, looking so earnest and so very long, Eleanor in Park by Rainbow Rowell was in my bed. Then some Megan Abbott mysteries, and then Dolly Parton's autobiography. Twice. I tried, I really did. Once I even picked you up and held you. I kept you on my lap while I watched The Bachelor. And you made me feel better, like I wasn't just some faceless citizen of Bachelor Nation. I read Russian literature, I thought to myself. I'm just smugly observing this show until the next commercial, when I will begin my scholarly analysis. But then I kept watching through after the final rose. Anna, I don't have one unkind word to say about you, because I haven't read you. Perhaps it's just not our time. There will come a day, probably, when I get a hankering for a bleak 864-page novel translated from Russian. But until that day, back to the shelves you go. I tried to look up goodbye in Russian, but it's really hard to spell, so just goodbye.
That is Annie Spence, Detroit writer, reading from her new book, Dear Fahrenheit 451, Love and Heartbreak in the Stacks. Give us an idea of some of the other titles of books that you send love letters to.
I send love letters to The Virgin Suicides, which is one of my very favorite books. Of course, there's a letter in there to Dear Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, which I feel like should just be a textbook for every librarian or person that loves freedom. So everybody, I guess. There's also some children's books. Matilda was really important to me when I was little. Misery by Stephen King, I had complicated feelings about.
It is complicated so, with that book, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it's a love letter, but it's something close to that. Dysfunctional love.
How about some of the ones who got breakup notes, and why did they get breakup notes?
There's some popular books, like Twilight, where as a librarian, I don't care what people read. just as long as they're reading, but when everybody is coming in reading Twilight and you know there are other books on the shelves that they would enjoy, that can get kind of frustrating. So there's the popular books that I had mixed feelings about. But when you're a librarian, you're not only in charge of building the library collection, you have to weed the collection and discard books that aren't going out anymore. And sometimes you'll find a whammy in there in the stacks that you just cannot imagine why anybody would have bought this for the collection. So there's some more sincere breakup letters to those.
And I will say it's worth the price of your book to read the blow-off letter you give to 50 Shades. I'm just going to put that out there for everybody. Also, the wonderful thing about your book, come for Annie's love letters and breakup notes, but stay for her chapters with book suggestions. You do have that librarian's gift for offering ideas, recovery reads, the books to turn to when you're on the mend from a book that gave you nightmares or left you in a dark headspace. Give us a couple of those ideas for the bedtime reading that you feel are good.
I always read YA for that because it's more plot-based. You can just get involved in the story and not details that are going to keep you up at night.
Thinking at 2 a.m.
Yeah. I know I mentioned her in the letter I read, but I really love Rainbow Rowell, who writes adult fiction and young adult fiction.
And I also loved your chapter on books for a partner that you don't think likes reading and to try to just get that partner moving along. Just wonderful, wonderful ideas. I'm looking forward to kind of exploring that. And I should note here, even if you have not read the books that Annie is writing letters to, you're going to love what she has to say to them. And you certainly will pick up titles to put on your reading list. Your book is a good reminder, Annie Spence, of what a library can mean to a community.
Sure.
Tell us more about what you've seen in your years working in them.
I just think a library can change a life, and it might do it in baby steps or it might do it in bigger steps, but I really believe that there's no other place you can go that asks so little of you and that gives so much. And you can stay as long as you like. You don't have to have any money. You don't have to believe in a certain thing for the library to help you. And it's what we're there for. I'm always surprised at how grateful patrons are because I help them copy and paste or put an attachment on an email or print out their resume. They're so grateful, and I always want to remind them that's what we're here for. That's our job, is helping you, so come back.
And this era when the term fake news is being flung so freely about,
sure,
you feel like you really have to step it up?
Yeah, yes.
Up your game.
Yes. I think librarians have been saying it all along and helping people find legitimate information all along, but I think what librarians need to up our game in promoting that fact and being a louder voice.
Tell us a couple of secrets, Annie, that we civilians would never guess about libraries and working in them.
Well, I was talking to my coworkers last night, sort of swapping stories about this same thing. And one of my coworkers said that at another library, a patron returned a book, or a book showed up in the book drop that had a dead bat inside of it.
That was not in the job description.
Right. Whenever you start a job at a new library, you always sort of swap stories about, like, what you found in a book that was returned. A dead bat takes the cake, I think.
I think it truly does. What library do you work at now?
I work at the St. Clair Shores Library, and I also am a substitute at the Grosse Pointe Public Libraries.
And I know you've been really all around the Midwest, and
it
shows. This is just the most wonderful book, Dear Fahrenheit 451, Love and Heartbreak in the Stacks. And Annie Spence will launch her book Tuesday the 26th from 7 to 8 p.m. at Page's Bookshop on Grand River in Detroit. Annie will be at Literati in Ann Arbor Thursday the 28th, which should be a wonderful event. You are the very model of a modern librarian, Annie. Your book made me laugh out loud, and you've got me thinking of things that I could say to some of the books in my life. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for this book and the great suggestions for future reading.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.